This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
And joining us now, Brian Matthews, AuburnSports.com, and our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Looking for answers, as always. Sunday out in San Diego, Auburn loses to Clemson by 31 points, and, you know, we were watching it, and, you know, the 18 straight missed shots and all that. What was, you know, what happened there, Brian?
Well, you know, I don't think Auburn played but maybe one good game the final month of the season, and I think there's a lot of factors that really contributed to that. I think injuries played a part. I think the lack of confidence sort of played a part. You know, I think going from being the underdog and, you know, pumping up that 4-13 shirt to being the hunted played a part. I think teams eventually got a good scout against Auburn, and that played a part. I just think there are a lot of different things that played into it, that Auburn just wasn't the same team it was back in February.
Yeah, you know, there again, I think I've heard a lot of people, I've even used it, that, you know, maybe running out of gas, the season's a little long. You know, obviously depth, I think, also became an issue as well, Brian.
Yeah, I think that's right. They got down to 8 scholarship players and, you know, 7 really reliable ones. And especially inside, I think that took a toll on, you know, having to move Chuma Okeke inside, play the 5. He was not the same player the last several weeks of the season. And, you know, he was a guy who really thought that at the end of the season was going to turn it up and really finish strong.
Now we understand that, you know, without much surprise, Purifoy and Wiley and Heron are testing the NBA draft waters right now. Without knowing really what's going to happen there, appraise where the program is now and what the outlook should be for next year, Brian.
Well, if some of those guys do return, you're adding Samir Dowdy, who set out the season after transfer, has been a really good player in practice. They've got a chance to be a much better team, but I think the key would be, you know, getting everything cleared up with the NCAA. You know, we still don't know how that's going to go and when it's going to be finalized, but if that works well in Pearl's and in the players' favors, then Auburn could be a better, deeper, more talented team next year.
Do you get the sense, Brian, that this – or they want to put this on the fast track now? The season's over. You know, this has been kind of hanging around for months. Let's go ahead and get this thing going. I mean, if there's something to it, let's get to the bottom of it.
I think there's some truth to that, but, you know, at some point, Pearl's going to sit down and you know, have this discussion and answer the questions from the investigators. And, you know, I don't know where they are as far as that goes. So, you know, we'll see. I don't know that anything's necessarily changed since this whole thing got started, you know, back several months ago. You know, they still have to complete that investigation. We still need to get a ruling on Purifoy from the NCAA. So there's still a lot of steps to be taken.
Brian Matthews, AuburnSports.com. Earlier today on a regional podcast, Bruce Pearl was asked about that tweet from Tony Barbie with the laughing emoticon or whatever right after the loss against Clemson, and he said, "Yeah, I'm laughing too. I, you know, we made the NCAA tournament. We're SEC champions. LMAO." What'd you think, Brian?
Yeah, that's just a typical tweet from Bruce Pearl, always positive and you know, find something good to say. But yeah, I just thought that was really a pathetic tweet from Tony Barbie, who, you know, really should not have anything to say about Auburn. His time here was disappointing on and off the court. He was just a really poor coach, poor leader of men, poor recruiter, poor on the court coach. I mean, I can't think of anything positive that Tony Barbie did in his time here at Auburn.
Brian, now Auburn football resumes practice after spring break a little bit more than a week off. Kind of update us there. Give us some talking points from spring practice for Auburn as they get back at it again.
Well, I think you know, these competitions we talked about are really going to start forming and taking place and get heated, especially at running back. You know, they're going to start having more team periods. They're going to have the first scrimmage on Saturday. That's going to give these guys a chance to really compete, and that that'll be important at running back and in the secondary where you got to find two more stars at safety and some other key positions like that. So that'll be big. And yeah, I think I was going to get back some hurt players like Jared Stidham, Ryan Davis, some other guys that have sort of set out the first part of spring practice. So that'll be big too.
You know, I was talking with somebody the other day, and, you know, they were, of course, talking about, the, you know, the loss of Kerryon Johnson and Petway. And they said, well, you know, this year it may be running back by committee. But if you look, you know, I mean, he rode Kerryon a lot, you know, back when he was a coordinator, you know, it was Trey Mason. He's not really been a running back by committee guy. Whoever wins that running back job. I like Devin Barrett. I like Cam Martin, some of those guys. But whoever wins it, they're going to get the bulk of the work, right? Is that what your expectation is amongst this group?
Sort of, although I have talked a little bit to the running backs coach and some folks, and they think this might be a change coming, and this might be a running back by committee approach. So we'll see. I'm one of those things that I've got to see it to believe it. But at least going into spring and, you know, months away from now, you know, the season,
right.
I think that's something they're looking at.
Is the offensive line the biggest issue in the spring, just trying to get those pieces, getting the right pieces in place?
I'm not sure it's a bigger issue than running back, but it is a big issue. And, you know, you got a brand new coach, and, you know, some players who are going to have to adapt to him first. But I think Auburn has some talent there that they can use. I think they've got the right pieces. Just got to get them in the right place, get them coached up. And you got to find a starting center. You got to find a starting right tackle. And you got to continue to develop guys like Prince Tega, who, you know, I still feel like can be one of the better left tackles in the SEC if he continues to get better and takes that next step.
Now, one of the other aspects of spring break ending is now Auburn can start hosting recruits again. At this stage of the recruiting game here, March the 20th, what are the real focuses and who are the real big names that Auburn is looking at, like right now, immediately in terms of visits and things?
Well, I think the biggest thing for Auburn so far is they've got Bo Nix, one of the, maybe the top quarterback in the country. And you can build a class around a guy like that. So that's big. Mm-hmm. They are going to have recruits in this weekend. Some top guys come in, I think, you know, for official visits. I mean, not official visits, excuse me, for unofficial visits.
Right.
You know, as far as needs goes in this class, they've got to get some tackles. I think that's the number one need going in. There are some good tackles in Alabama and Georgia and Florida, the areas they recruit. So I think Auburn's in good shape there. You know, they can close the deal with some of these guys. And, you know, other than that, I think they just need to sign a balanced class. You know, they need to get some more defensive linemen to start reloading there. Certainly that's going to be a team strength, same at linebacker. Need to add some more cornerbacks. But you can grab some secondary guys in this last class. They need to keep doing that. And, you know, offensively, they've got the quarterback. They've got a receiver, maybe another receiver. And, you know, probably try to sign one top-notch running back.
Brian, do you think Bruce Pearl is the most popular coach at Auburn right now?
Yeah, I'd say that's not even debatable.
Would you ever think a basketball coach would be?
Well, you know, Bruce has got that great personality that really connects with people and with students. So it doesn't necessarily surprise me. But, yeah, I see what you're saying, and that is not something you would expect from a school like Auburn who puts so much into football.
That's interesting. I mean, he's obviously more outgoing than Malzahn. Not that that's right or wrong, bad or good or anything. That's just the way he's wired and Gus is wired. But, boy, it's been good for the program for sure. Brian Matthews with AuburnSports.com is also covering softball, covering baseball, covering recruiting, covering spring football, wrapping up basketball. Lots of stuff you got going on at AuburnSports.com, Brian. People don't need to miss it. How do they catch it?
I appreciate that, Barry, and thank you, John. Just check us out, AuburnSports.com, sign up for a free trial online, and you can follow me on Twitter at BMattAU.
Man, great stuff, Brian, as always. We'll talk next week.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, buddy, Brian.